had been home from 4 years active duty for a little over a year when the company I was with went on strike. It was during this time that I had felt the call of God to go into the ministry, and for me, that meant back to college. But I was stuck because I had just bought some land and set up a new home. Not only were real estate sales slowed by the massive layoffs in the mines, but the challenge was just setting the stage for the coming test. Hi, I'm Terry Hartica, and this is a new podcast entitled Life Journeys. Over the last 40 years in ministry, I've majored in making sense out of the trials of life, and I've got a lot of stories for you. God has a purpose for trials that is seldom about the trial itself. We're facing that now in our world. I felt compelled to reach out and encourage others with what I've learned, often the hard way. Years ago, I was studying about the exodus of Israel out of Egypt. They had been in slavery for over 400 years, and now God was using some very challenging difficulties on top of this to change this people's mentality from that of a slave to that of a victor. Once freed from Egypt by the Passover, they found themselves up against the Red Sea with the oncoming Egyptian army bearing down on them. The Pharaoh had changed his mind. "Why are they chasing us? Why is this happening? Our lives are over," they said. It was then that I realized something. God was letting their enemies chase them so that they could lead their enemies to their final defeat. You know the story. The Pharaoh's army was drowned in the sea where Israel had just crossed on dry ground. Israel's trial wasn't about the trial. It was about establishing their true freedom from bondage. But our best days come with a preparation, and it would be best for us to learn that with God, the trial is never about the trial. He has something better in mind. When Jacob was sent to live with his uncle, and he cheated Jacob over and over for many years, it wasn't about how unjustly Jacob was being treated. It was about changing Jacob's character. And during the years of injustice and corruption, Jacob was actually fathering the 12 tribes of Israel. Think of it. He was growing a nation during some of his own most difficult days. Many years later, after Israel crossed the Red Sea, they lived in the desert. But when they finally found water, it was bitter. But the bitter water wasn't about the water at all. The trial with God is never about the trial. After they complained for a while, God told Moses to put a certain tree into the water, and it would turn the water sweet. He had prepared the answer to their problem years before they ever encountered it. But they had to learn to have faith in God the hard way. When Jesus healed the man who was blind from birth, everyone asked, "Who sinned that this boy was born blind?" Jesus said, "No one, it's not about that. This was intended for the glory of God, to show us that God is a healer and that in the hard times of our lives, the purpose of God is not to bring focus to our failures and faults, but to His intention to restore us by His grace. Trials show us that life doesn't work by our best or worst efforts, but by learning that all good things come from God. But it takes us getting over ourselves, and that includes not beating ourselves up or condemning others when things get tough. When Job lost his health, his wealth, and his sons, he didn't need a better health care plan, a stimulus check along with some training in a new career field either. His trial was not about the firestorm he was facing. In the end, he learned that his trial was about measuring life and finding its blessings by trusting in the grace of God, not human performance. Criticism only made things much worse for Job as his friends tried to accuse him of some sin or another. They all missed the mark of what God was up to until they ran out of answers and were ready to listen to what he had to say. Job learned the very, very hard way that life doesn't revolve around human ability, wisdom, or achievement in the end. It's about learning how much we need God's grace applied in every storm. This is all a very hard lesson for us to learn. We strive so hard before we come to the end of ourselves and let God into our boat. It was the Friday afternoon before college classes were to start on Monday, and our place hadn't sold. I felt that going back to college was the right thing to do, but I had to sell my home and the land. So we knelt down and prayed together and told God about it. Literally, within a half hour, the realtor called and said there was a buyer. That Monday, I left for college. But it wasn't 2 weeks before I couldn't take living in a dorm room with those kids any longer, so I came home, rented a U-Haul trailer, and was about to hitch it up when the realtor drove up. He said the guy backed out of the deal. To me, it was just like the Egyptian army coming to trap me up against the Red Sea. What was I going to do now? On the spot, I decided to trust God, and I hooked up the trailer, and we moved anyway. The financial pressure was on now. The fear of failure began to build. But one day, after 3 months, my dad drove down and said, "The strike at the mine is over." I talked to them, and they said you could have your old job back, and that if you wanted, you would be a foreman in the instrumentation shop before long. I said, "No, I'm staying." By the end of that weekend, my realtor called again and said, "It's a miracle. Your place just sold." Again, the trial wasn't about the trial. God wanted to know if I was going to be fully committed to Him no matter what. Listen, with God, our trials are all about discovering where He wants us to let go of our own handhold on life and trust Him. Faith works much better when we realized that it requires a trade, our ways for His ways. There's nothing like knowing God has a plan when we see no way out.